Shane Eel, KGGF Sports, and we're here at Fredonia High School catching up with girls basketball player Zoe Sims, who recently just announced her commitment to continue her basketball career at Midland University. Zoe, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm doing well. Appreciate you having spending some time here with us. And the first thing I have to ask you is, you know, obviously the process is a little bit different for everybody going through the recruiting process. I'm sure you had, you know, multiple options that were looking at you. But what went into that process of picking Midland? Why was that the right fit? And what were some of the things that you really were important to you? Playing close to home, playing for a winning team, what were some of those things that really stood out to you?
Midland has a really good basketball facility, and it really stood out to me rather than the other schools. It's 5.5 hours away, so it's kind of far, but I really like the people there. The athletes are really nice and kind, and all the other schools I went to didn't really want to, like, speak up to me, and I was like, I want a family during college ball, and that really stuck out to me and, like, spoke to me. Like, it, like, brightened up everything else. So that's what stuck out to me in Midland University, is just the community and family kind of facility.
I think every high school basketball player on planet Earth would say that their goal is to play college sports. But has it really set in for you yet that, you know, all the stuff you've accomplished in your career, you're going to be a college basketball player? Has that really set in yet?
Well, it's kind of shocking, actually. I didn't really think I'd be at this point. I thought I'd go to college just to study of what I wanted to be when I got older. But I'm excited to play college ball and continue my basketball career.
You have some advanced post moves for a high school player. Really stands out with your ability to get the ball in the post and make a move and beat a defender. So in what ways have you worked on growing that part of your game?
I work on my own time sometimes, and I also work with my grandpa, Mike Castile. He has helped me since I've been in middle school. He was my middle school coach, and he's my grandpa. So he's helped me through the hard times, and he's helped me, like, do those post moves. And also my summer league coach, Lance Scott, he taught me how to be, like, how to improve. Summer ball is really hard, and it's more intense and aggressive, so that kind of made me feel more confident in what I do in basketball.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm always curious about hearing about the differences between playing school and playing travel, playing AAU, what different athletes go through. So what are some differences between the two? You hinted at one, but what are some differences you picked up from playing for Fredonia and playing for your travel team, and what about each experience has helped you grow as a player?
Travel ball, I made a lot of new friends, and they don't really call fouls much, so when you transfer back to your high school ball, it's like you gotta watch yourself and you gotta stay straight up, because in summer ball they don't really call much. So transferring back and forth, high school ball, they're my family. I've always played with them. In travel ball, I'd say I grew a family and I grew friendships, and that's what I really liked about them.
It worked out perfectly that I didn't even know how close you were.
Yeah.
You scored your 1,000th career point tonight, and with it being senior night, with it being your final regular season home game, I mean, that's movie script right there. So it has to be pretty cool for you to not just hit that milestone, but also to be able to do it here on a night like senior night.
Uh-huh. It's something that I've been looking forward to for a long time.
Well, where does that rank, scoring your 1,000th career point? Where does that rank among all your favorite moments in your basketball career?
It's definitely top right now.
Right at the top?
Yep.
What is your favorite moment about your time in Fredonia? All the experiences you've had, whether it be winning a big game, whether it be making friends, whether it be pulling off a big upset, what's been your favorite moment?
Definitely experiencing all my moments with my teammates during my basketball season. Last season, we won first round in sub-state, and we have not done that in a really long time. So that was probably one of the most, like, the best parts of my high school career.
Final thing I have for you, appreciate your time. Your next chapter of your career coming up a little bit later this year, and maybe a little bit, still plenty of time to think about this, but what are you most looking forward to with this next chapter in your career?
I'm looking forward to, once again, the friendships I'll make and my improvement and what else I can accomplish as a college ball athlete.
Fredonia senior forward Zoe Sims, good enough to join us, talking about her commitment to Midland University and scoring her 1,000th career point against the Caney Bullpup. Zoe, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.